Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU soccer team, Jamie Ford, with us. Jamie, congratulations on the honor.
Thank you.
You guys have started the season so darn well. It's a natural question for me. This one was easy. After the big upset win on Saturday, did you have a letdown on Sunday, or what happened?
I think this is the first weekend where, you know, we were really tested in our first game, and everyone was really drained, and I think both physically and mentally we put so much into that game that we just need to make sure that we know that there's two games in a weekend, not one, and we mentally need to come ready, and hopefully our legs will withstand us.
6-1 to start the year is still pretty darn good. You guys still have to be proud of the way that you're playing, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been playing great together. That's why I think, you know, the Sunday game was such a letdown for everyone, because it wasn't how we play and it wasn't what we wanted to see coming off of the big win the day before. We want to continue to get better with every game, not take steps backwards.
You had two assists in the win against Winona, had a goal and an assist then on Sunday against Upper Iowa. A lot of people may say, well, it's the extra year, it's the extra year of maturity. What's the reason you're playing so well?
Well, I think I'm getting set up. I'm getting the balls. I mean, I think to some extent it's the fact that I had that year off, and hopefully people forgot about me and have their eye on Ashley. I mean, everyone on our team is contributing. They can't just block one person, and Jenny's had quite a few goals this year as well up there, and we've got pretty much most of our team has points on the board. So they can't just block one person on our team.
You guys on the road this week, Concordia and St. Cloud. Safe to assume that revenge is in the back of your minds for St. Cloud for last year's playoff loss?
Well, we want to play great against St. Cloud, but I think after this weekend we learned that we can't focus on one game, and we need to really be prepared for both games this weekend and not try and, you know, put too much into the St. Cloud game.
You know, basketball has the same kind of scenario where in volleyball where you're playing one team on Friday night and or Saturday, and then next day you got to come back and get a quick turnaround with a new team. What's the week of practice like? How much do you focus on the first team, and how much do you pay attention to that second team of the weekend?
Well, I think we really try and focus on our style of play. Obviously, when you're watching film and doing stuff like that, you do have more time to prepare for the first game. But when it comes down to it, it's how we play, not how the other teams play. So we just need to continue to do the things we do best and not really worry too much about what they do.
Jamie, congratulations and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.